Gospel according to Matthew. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord has said through the prophet, "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took his wife into his home. The Gospel of the Lord. Was a week before Christmas, and all through the church, many creatures were stirring, ready to lurch. For the fourth week of Advent counts down today. There's so much to do, and time is ticking away. The trees have been placed near the altar with care. All the candles of Advent are lit over there. We're preparing a crib for the Nativity with shepherds and kings and Holy Family. So I said to myself, to keep them composed, I had better abandon my usual prose. For if visions of sugar plums dance in your heads, you might miss the vision of Matthew instead. In his Christmas story, there's no long winter's nap. Rather, Joseph the dreamer awakes with the tap not of reindeer on rooftop, but an angel who said, "I've got news for you, Joseph. Hang on to your head." All the world has been waiting for this moment to come when Isaiah's vision of virgin with son would come true of Mary, your spouse, now with child conceived by the Spirit. My, isn't this wild? And there's more. We have even chosen his name. Call him Jesus, the Savior. He'll save you from shame and close that cold gap twixt your world and us. And each year at his birth, there will be such a fuss hanging life-giving gifts running round without pause, even making a creature they'll call Santa Claus. But that's far in the future. For now, have no fear. For what this all means is that God's very near. And those who have been singing, "Emmanuel, come," will have their prayers answered, and then some. He'll carry your burdens and find what was lost. God will be with you from crib to the cross. A new age is dawning for your planet Earth. Death will be vanquished by this child's birth. So I hope that each year when this story is told in pageants and carols, let the muses be bold, many people remember in all the world's parts that he can be reborn in each of their hearts. And maybe someday there yet can be peace when bombings, terrorism, hatreds all cease. If only you learn to love one another now that you have God for a brother. Then laying his finger aside of his nose with a flap of his wings, the angel arose and he exclaimed ere he soared out of sight, "Merry Christmas to Mary and to you, sir, a good night." Well, that's the story. Not much left to say, except in this Eucharist, as you go your way, may you keep your hearts open like the manger of old, to welcome a rebirth when the story is retold. Amen.